Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
And welcome, everybody. Here we are at Kensico Dam Plaza in Valhalla for the annual Music Fest and Fireworks, put on by Westchester Parks and sponsored by Westchester Parks Foundation. We are Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative, and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Northeast Environmental. My first guest with me today is none other than Alyssa Martinez. She is with Westchester Parks Foundation. She's the programming and recruiting coordinator. Welcome.
Hi.
Alyssa, welcome.
Thank you. I know
this is not your first rodeo. You've been on with us once before, so this should just be so easy for you. You should just sit back and relax and enjoy. Alyssa, seriously, it's nice to have you with us. You're our neighbor here tonight up on the plaza. It's a bit of a muggy night, but it is definitely one of those annual traditions that Westchester folks come out for and just enjoy with their families and friends. They get ready for the fireworks, and there's hours before the fireworks. We still have like a four-hour countdown. We've got music behind us. I see people coming in by the droves. We had a little rain on us earlier, but now it seems to be just muggy, and there's no longer any rain. So, Alyssa, tell us a little bit about what your role is as the coordinator, recruitment coordinator, and programming coordinator. What's a typical day like for you, and tell us how that affects your work day.
Yeah, so thank you. Thank you for having me again. So just to go with my role here with the Westchester Parks Foundation, my job is to be the face of the foundation. I run their programs. We do yoga at the beach, Bicycle Sunday, and you'll generally see me there at the table trying to get people to be interested, you know, in contributing more to the parks. Everybody who attends these events, they are parksters, and that is what we want to continue going forward. If you love to bike, hike, unicycle, do some yoga, or even just take a few steps and enjoy your surroundings, we really encourage, you know, you guys to just, you know, step out into, you know, the public and into our parks.
Yeah, and what a wonderful thing that Westchester Parks Foundation is doing for the community to get people to be that much more interested. There's so many things and so many initiatives that you guys come up with. You have the Green Squad and the Graffiti Squad and Pitch In for Parks, not to mention the different functions like the Bicycle Sundays, which I know we've been a part of, and those are always very exciting. How has the Bicycle Sundays been going so far this year?
Great. We haven't had one rain day, and, you know...
There's that word.
Yeah, we haven't had one rain day, and luckily it has not been, you know, as muggy as it is today. And, you know, the last Bike Sunday that we had was actually the busiest Bike Sunday that we've ever encountered, and I saw somebody unicycling. I saw parents with their, you know, with their kids on little attachments, and, you know, it's a really great, you know, great event that's been going on since the 70s. Mm-hmm.
And so Bicycle Sundays is on every Sunday, basically starts sometime in May and goes through the end of the summer, right through September?
Yeah, so we actually take a break. So we had our last break in June 24th, and we'll start up again in September.
In September, okay, great. And that's always a fun thing to be a part of. We're happy to be there to kick it off every year with you guys. And, you know, we have sort of an initiative here with our interviews. We want to ask all of our parksters out here, and we're going to get to some of those folks in a little while, what makes, you know, Westchester so special, and what is it about the parks that they love? So we want to ask you, what is your favorite park, Alyssa?
Yeah, I think definitely my favorite park has to be Croton. And the reason why I love Croton is because you can go take a walk and you have that beautiful waterfront, and you can just sit there and really enjoy your surroundings. You can take a swim if you wanted to, or you can just walk and take a hike, you know, on a few of the trails. So I love Croton and all the festivals that go on at Croton too.
It's a beautiful park. I was just going to ask you about the festivals. How often do those happen?
They happen pretty frequently. I think the last one that they had was Clearwater, which was like two weeks ago, and that's like one of their major festivals that they have there at Croton.
Yeah, that's a good one. Great one to pick. And, you know, I guess what is it about you, or what makes you a parkster? The fact that, I know, you go to that park, but what else makes you a parkster? What makes that so special?
My... I think generally my love and care for the environment is what makes me a Parkster. I want to be able to put all my energy that I can and that I have into really caring and fixing, you know, the environment and our park. So that to me makes me a Parkster. It's not, nature is not just a place, it's a home.
Mm-hmm. And don't take it for granted, right?
Yeah, don't take it for granted.
And no surprise that you are with Westchester Parks Foundation. Your passion for parks, passion for the environment, it certainly rings true. And it's nice to have you here tonight.
Thank you.
And, you know, once again, if people want to reach out to Westchester Parks Foundation, how can they get in touch with you? What can they do? Where can they go?
Yeah, so they can visit our website at the WPF.org. From there, if you wanted to, you know, volunteer, we have, you can find more information about volunteering. If you just want to donate, we also have a tab for donating as well. And, and we also are on Facebook. You can find us on Instagram, the WPF, and you can always just give us a call too at 914-231-4080.
Westchester Parks Foundation. Why volunteer for Westchester Parks Foundation? You can gain confidence, make a difference in the community, network with peers, meet new people, build relationships, be a part of the community, learn new skills, challenge yourself, and spend more time outside, just like we're doing here at Kensico Dam Plaza for the annual Music and Firework Fest. Here we are tonight. We're welcoming more people. We're going to talk to more Parksters. Alyssa, what a pleasure it was to speak with you. Enjoy the rest of the evening and be safe. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about 4 decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio,
powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative,
and made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit safesecurevital.com.
And we're back. We're here at Valhalla Kensico Dam Plaza for the Music and Fireworks Fest. It happens annually here on July 3rd, a muggy evening, but everybody's coming through. We have more and more people coming over to the plaza, about to enjoy themselves. There's live music, and tonight we'll have the fireworks commence somewhere around 9 o'clock. So we're here. It's sponsored by Westchester Parks and the Westchester Parks Foundation, and we are Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Advisors, Reverso Associates, Facelifts Painting, and the White Plains YMCA. So I was going through the crowd to hand out some flyers for the upcoming movie that takes place on Friday night, Despicable Me 3, which is a free screening. You're welcome to come. And I bump into Anthony Swozy. Welcome, Anthony Swozy.
Nice to be here.
Put the mic closer to your mouth so we can hear you.
Nice to be here at the fireworks.
Yeah. So let's just get right into it.
Okay.
Anthony, I've seen you down here at Kensico Dam a couple of times in my lifetime. We don't have to get into the semantics between you and I, but we can say, what is it about this park that brings you here? What is it about Kensico Dam Plaza that you love? Why do you love the plaza so much?
Well, I think, first of all, the history of it. I'm familiar with the construction. Many immigrants worked very hard labor here around the turn of the century, not only here, but on all of the other dams. I come here and jog, walk, especially that I'm old and getting fatter by the day. I need the exercise. The one thing I can say is I don't come here often enough. I should come more often. It's a wonderful place, but this is the first time that I'm here for the fireworks.
Okay, you're in for a treat.
I have been in Kingsland Park, which is another county park,
okay,
in Tarrytown. It's where I usually watch the fireworks.
Okay, great. So two really good parks. What do you have a favorite memory you know, at one of the parks over the years that you've been coming through?
Well, as I said, I'm an old fogey. I grew up in the Bronx, in the Macy Park over in Ardsley. Our families used to come there for day trips around the time when the thruway was built. So Macy's Park, as it exists now, was split by the thruway. But I was there as a youngster when it was much larger. And it was a big adventure to come from the Bronx to see grass and trees and, you know. As an adult now, I play golf at Mohansic. I'm a veteran.
Okay, Mohansic's a great course.
Yep, and I've only been playing golf.
Are you replacing your divots?
Yes.
All right.
And I'm looking forward to visiting all of the other courses in Westchester County.
Saxon Woods and Maplemore. You know, some beautiful courses. I tell you, I'm an avid golfer. I played Maplemore not that long ago. It was in really good shape. It really looked good. You know, they look as if they're private courses. So we're very fortunate in Westchester County to have the golf courses that we do have. You know, sometimes it could be a little difficult to get out. There's a lot of people that want to play. But what a thrill it is to have the parks and to have Westchester County Golf right at our disposal. So
yep. I haven't played Maplemore yet, but whenever I hear Maplemore, I think of my father and his four brothers. Mm-hmm. And I grew up in the Bronx listening to the stories from my father. You know, the snow was this deep. We picked beans. Yeah. But the one story that I heard over and over and over again was that he and his brothers in the 20s hitchhiked from the Bronx to Maplemore.
Wow.
Now, as a kid, hearing that over and over again, mm-hmm. I never realized how difficult that was because right. there were no main highways then, and the distance. It's only as an adult, but my father's gone now, that I can appreciate mm-hmm. what he was trying to tell us. And also, they made a living, a good living, by finding golf balls at Maplemore.
I remember something about that, actually.
And selling them, I think, for $1 a piece. So, at that time. And so now, when I play, guys don't seem to hunt for their golf balls, including myself, mm-hmm. you know, as much as they did. But whenever I find one, and whenever I do, I think of my father. And the other day I found four or five of them in one spot, and I said, he must be looking
down.
There
he is, yeah. I think of him when I bite into a peach. Because he gave me a peach pit that, I don't know if you know this, but I planted the peach pit in Portchester way back in the mid-80s. I went away to college. I came back, and that tree was, like, taking over the yard.
Yeah.
And it was not really in a great spot. It was in between my house and our neighbors, but the neighbors and I got along really well. And the peaches weren't as good as your father's, but it was a peach tree, and we had it for a lot of years, you know.
It's
and,
a memory.
And every time I looked at it, I always thought of Uncle Andy and the special times we had with him. And I'll never forget him giving us a mitt, one of his old mitts, which I'm afraid to say I don't know exactly where that thing is right now. Somewhere along the way, it got misplaced, but I know he had it for years when I was in Portchester, and he gave it to us.
So I can see that mitt in my mind's eye, because as a kid, when I saw it, they didn't make baseball gloves like that.
Yeah.
It was just flat. It looked like a pink.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said to him, Dad, how can you catch a ball with that? But my father was a pretty good athlete. And when
probably
he
learned to give
time.
With the ball,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
and so
yeah.
That's how it worked.
And he could run.
And
so.
I can imagine the parks that he probably played in, right?
Yeah.
Talking about Westchester Parks, that's the theme here. Everybody's got a favorite park, you know, and what makes you a parkster, you know? So what does make you a parkster, by the way?
Well, Westchester County is a beautiful place to live. I mentioned the Bronx, but many of the migration from the Bronx to Westchester. And Westchester County Parks and Recreation, Mohansic Lake, Mountain Lakes Camp, Pound Ridge Reservation.
Pound Ridge, another beautiful one.
I rode a horse at Pound Ridge Reservation. Again, growing up in the Bronx, always wanted a horse. Ran into a friend of mine from Guatemala who knew a little bit about horses. And in 2004, we bought a horse. And I rode it in Pound Ridge. Unfortunately, the following year, I got called up because of the war, and I had to go to Kuwait, and that was the end of the horse.
Okay.
But I still have a saddle, and I still have the dream that someday I'm going to own a horse and go back to Pound Ridge.
Well, let me pivot with what you just said, mentioned there. You know, obviously, we're indebted to you for your service, you know, as a you know, being in the Navy. We at Westchester Talk Radio have a program called This Is Why We Stand. I don't know if you know this, but we go live once a month at Scarsdale Ford, and we only interview veterans. So you're always welcome to join us there, or if you have any of your veteran friends that are from Westchester that would like to tell their story, and we can probably revisit this with you, because I'd love to talk with you more about that at that time during that show, because we have a lot of veterans that are tuned in. And you know, it's been very therapeutic for the veterans to be able to speak about it. You know, a lot of times veterans have a hard time talking about the experiences, but once they go ahead and do that, there's a big sigh of relief, and it does such wonder for them and for us too to be able to share that. So we welcome you to come join us, you know, the second Saturday of any month this year, and just come on down to Scarsdale, got some great coffee and donuts, take a look at a car, but in the meantime we can grab some audio, and I'd love to hear from you on some of those stories you could tell.
Well, one of the things that I'd like to talk to you about down there tonight as we speak, I'm supposed to be in a writing class at Fordham Graduate School over in Harrison. I'm cutting class tonight because I'm here at the fireworks, but I did send a dog ate my homework kind of email to my professor, but it's all veterans, and we write stories, and they get published, and it's Fordham University, sponsored by Fordham University. Any veteran, combat veteran or whatnot, can attend this program. So I think I really would like to come down and talk to you about that and promote that program.
I think it would be great. Before you leave, we'll leave you a flyer, and we'll go from there. Anthony Swozy, what a pleasure it was to have with you today right here at Kensico Dam Plaza. You've been listening to Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live, produced by Shark Creative, and we're here tonight for Westchester Parks and Westchester Parks Foundation. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this word from your sponsors.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side, an experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
And we're back at Kensico Dam Plaza. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live, produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, Genesis Exhibits, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Michael Labriola, Inc., and Salem Golf Club. And I have the pleasure of sitting here with our Parks Commissioner, Kathy O'Connor. Kathy, how are you?
I'm great, Andrew. Thank you for having me here.
Yeah, you're no stranger to the microphone, and it's always a pleasure having you with us to grab a few sound bites and talk about the experience that we're having. And we're certainly, friends in the same little fire hole for these kinds of events outdoors. I mean, it's muggy. We had a little rain that came through, but right now everything's looking good. People are coming in. We're getting ready for the fireworks that commence somewhere around 9 o'clock. We got some live music. And, you know, it just, it's one of those beautiful events that takes place at another Westchester County park. Here we are at Kensico, which happens to be my favorite. Maybe I'm biased because of all the work that we do here, but I love it. I mean, the changes that have taken place here over the years have been magnificent. And I'd love for you to speak a little bit about Kensico to kick off, and then whatever other parks you want to talk about.
Sure. People always ask me, what's my favorite park? And needless to say, I never say. Wherever I am, I say, that's my favorite park. But I live nearby, and this has transformed into really our central park. It's centrally located in Westchester County. It's easy access. It's
so
free.
Easy.
And people are here. They take care of it. The staff that we now have really developed developed over the last 10 years have made all the difference. As you can see, the flowers are back, we have hanging baskets, the grass is green, and it is utilized constantly, basically from April almost through November. And then we start right away, right after Thanksgiving, we start with Winter Wonderland. So there really isn't a time here anymore where there's nothing scheduled.
No longer. Every season there's something to be had. And once again here, we are live for the Music and Firework Fest, an annual event that takes place on July 3rd. It's actually put on by Westchester Parks. It's sponsored by Westchester Parks Foundation and help from friends at WHUD. Kathy, yeah, I mean, it's another tremendous park, lots to do. And there's so many ways that people can get involved, too. I mean, if you talk about Westchester Parks Foundation, and they have all kinds of ways for you to become a parkster and also help out by being on the green squad or the graffiti squad, pitching for parks. There's an unlimited amount of resources available nowadays.
Absolutely. And what has worked so well with the Parks Foundation and us is that we have found in Westchester County there are people that really love a specific area. They love Tibbetts Brook Park, or they love Kensico, or they love Playland. And we really hone in on those people. They have a wonderful volunteer coordinator, Erin Cordnier, who now has close to 2,000 volunteers that she can tap into at any time. So she works hand in hand with my park staff, who give her projects and whatnot, and then she schedules the bodies, and they go on. And it's free help for the Parks Department, which I can't ever put a price on.
Right.
And we just work real well together. They're extremely supportive of us, and this has become one of their signature projects, paying for this event, which is not inexpensive.
No, not at all. And you're going to have, I mean, you've had up to 18,000 plus people coming in. Don't know what the numbers will be tonight, but man, it's definitely in the double digit thousands is what it'll most likely be. And you know, who can say that? I mean, what a great way to celebrate 4th of July. What a great way to be in the center of Westchester County, sitting here with your parks commissioner and people enjoying themselves. It is always a pleasure, and I know you have a lot ahead of you tonight, but, you know, we wish you luck.
Thank you.
And keep on rocking. Yeah. Keep doing it.
Thank you very much, Andrew. And we appreciate all your support.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, we love being here.
Happy 4th.
Okay, you too.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
How's it going, everyone? We are back at the annual Music and Fireworks Fest at Kensico Dam. We've got a new guest and a new host right now. I'm stepping in for Andrew Castellano, and my name's Harrison Singer. And to my right, we have Sarah Spadaro from Yorktown, and Sarah's currently a college student. Sarah, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Thank you for coming on. So, obviously, like, you know, we said, we came back in. We're coming to you guys live from, you know, the Fireworks Fest at Kensico Dam. Sarah, what do you look forward to most on your way here today?
The fireworks.
The fireworks. That probably makes a little bit of sense. Now, I'm not sure if you have a history, a long history of, you know, attending parks and experiencing all the great parks Westchester has to offer. But if you do, or if you have any experience for that matter, would you say that you have a favorite park? And if you do have a favorite park, which one would that be?
I don't.
You don't?
No.
Well, what do you think of this one?
It's all right.
All right. Yeah, Kensico Dam's all right. Well, after sharing, what about the event so far? What about, you know, this particular experience you've had so far tonight at the Kensico Dam?
It's good.
It's good?
Good friends.
It's good friends. Yeah. So you did say you came with friends.
Yes, my best friends.
Oh, they're best friends. You want to kind of talk about, you know, you being here with friends and what kind of brought you here tonight? Why you guys chose to spend your night here today?
This is my first time.
Mm-hmm.
They've been coming here for years. They just dragged me.
Mm-hmm. All right, well.
But I'm excited.
That's good. Are you happy so far that you came?
Yeah.
So, now, I know you said you don't have a rich history with where we got some bumping music going on in the background behind me. I'm sure you can hear. But you said you didn't have a rich history with parks. But was there a moment, perhaps maybe at a park or, you know, like a baseball field or you know, even beyond that, is there an activity or something around along those lines that you get a lot of joy doing or you've had a great experience doing?
Sure.
So, okay, sure. That's good to know that you've had good experiences. So, again, we're with Sarah Spadaro from Yorktown. She's a college student. Sarah, would you want to talk a little bit about your studies and what it's like being a college student in Westchester?
I'm going for teaching.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah. So, you know what kind of teacher you want to be in the future?
For pre-K to first grade.
Okay, cool. And, you know, just to, like, you want to do normal elementary school teaching
right now,
all subjects?
Right now, I'm an assistant teacher at the SEED in Yorktown.
Cool. And what do they have you doing there? What age group kids they have you working with?
I do the math class and the English class.
Nice. Do you enjoy that?
Mm-hmm.
What's more fun, teaching or being at Kensico Dam tonight? Tough question. You don't have to answer that. we're with Sarah Spadaro. Sarah, thank you very much for coming on. Again, we are brought to you by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower, Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Northeastern Environmental. We are signing off for now from the Kensico Dam. I'm Harrison Singer with Sarah Spadaro. Sarah, thank you very much for coming on. Have a good one, guys.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
And we're back. You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Kensico Dam Plaza here in Valhalla. We're here for the Music and Firework Festival. It happens every year on July 3rd. Thousands of people have been pouring into Kensico Dam Plaza, and I have with me Haley Sanchez.
Kaylee Sanchez.
Kaylee Sanchez. I mean, it was only 30 seconds ago that you told me your name, and I forgot. So, Kaylee, it's such a pleasure to have you with us. Just wanted to remind you that we are produced by Shark Creative and we're made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Reverso Associates, Facelifts Painting, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Andrew.
Yes, it is, Matthew. It is worth the earth. And why not? We're here with Westchester Parks Foundation and Westchester Parks, celebrating once again the Music and Firework Festival. So, talk to me a little bit about where do you live, by the way?
I live in Hartsdale.
In Hartsdale. So that's not too far from here. How did you get here?
My friend's dad drove me.
Okay, so you drove into the park. And how many times have you been to Kensico Park?
A couple times.
Tell me your feelings about Kensico Dam Plaza.
I like it here. It's nice. You can do a lot of things here.
What do you like about it?
Well, you can walk up the stairs to go up to the top, and you can see the ocean, which is really nice.
Yeah. There's definitely a body of water up there. I don't know if it's an ocean, but there's a body of water for sure. And it is a beautiful park. And I see that you're in your, it looks like a volleyball outfit or a soccer outfit. It looks like, is it?
Soccer.
Soccer, okay. So big news today for soccer.
Yeah.
I know the FIFA Cup's going on, and I understand. You want to update me on what happened this afternoon? Who played?
Well,
I know England and Colombia played. What was the outcome of that game?
It was tied, and then they did extra time for penalties, so both sides had to kick into the net, and whoever had the most penalties won, so we lost by one penalty.
Wow. We meaning Colombia.
Yep.
So, well, you know, I'm not like a huge soccer fan, but I have to say I have gotten sucked into the FIFA World Cup. I do watch it every 4 years. I think it's amazing. What amazes me most about it is, unlike any other sport, the fans are up the whole entire time. That doesn't happen in baseball games. That doesn't happen in football games in America. But in soccer, it, you know, people just go crazy for it. And it really is very, very exciting. I watched the Russia game. I guess it was Russia and Spain on Sunday morning. And that was just a tremendous game. It ended on that, on the kick at the end, and the goalie just stuck his foot out and shot the ball out. But anyway, played on a field. Here we are in Kensoko Dam Plaza. There are lots of parks here in Westchester County, and we're here to really help support what Westchester Parks Foundation does for Westchester Parks. So I'm really glad that you're here with your friends. You're enjoying yourself at Kensoko Dam Plaza. And I know there's many other parks throughout Westchester that you can enjoy, and we hope that you do so. So, you know, if you'd like to know, by the way, you can always help out Westchester Parks Foundations. You can volunteer. Helps you gain confidence, make a difference in the community. You can network with your peers. You can meet new people. You can build relationships. You can learn new skills, challenge yourself, and spend a lot more time outside, just like you're doing today with all of your friends. So, Ms. Sanchez, it's been a pleasure talking with you. I hope you've enjoyed the experience. What was it like?
It was fun. I got a chance to practice volleyball for a little bit and football.
Good for you. Well, you're a wonderful spirit. Your friends look like they're a lot of fun, and I think they're having some fun with you with this interview. So, anyway, wonderful time speaking with you, Ms. Sanchez. Welcome back. And for our folks listening, it is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Kensoko Dam Plaza. We'll be back right after this.
Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark.